Sechtes Bava Kama, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. Zakt the Mishnah, Hachayfer Bar Birshus Hayachid. If someone digs a pit in the Rishus Hayachid, in a private area, but Ufisachai L'Rishus Harabim, the opening of the bar is in the Rishus Harabim. And of course, if he digs it in the Rishus Harabim, then the opening is in the Rishus Harabim, but we're saying a Chiddush. Even though the bar itself is in the Rishus Hayachid, but the opening is in the Rishus Harabim. Or, suppose he dug the Rishus Harabim, but a Pesachim the Rishus Hayachid, the opening is in his private Rishus. Afterwards, he was mafkir his Rishus. He said his Rishus is Hefker. So he said that the Rishus is Hefker, but he didn't say that the bar is Hefker. For that matter, suppose he dug Birishus Hayachid in his private Rishus, Upesachai the Rishus Hayachid Acher, and the opening went into a different Rishus Hayachid, which wasn't his. So here the big Chiddush says about Tanura, there's no Tzad Rishus Harabim at all. He digs the bar in a Rishus Hayachid, it's in Rishus Hayachid, the opening is in someone else's Rishus Hayachid. Either way, he's Chayiv. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Chayfer bar Rishus Harabim. This person is digging a pit in the Rishus Harabim. V'nofal etoich ha'ishar oichamar. An ox or a donkey fell in umeis and it died chayiv. He has to pay for it. Even though it's not his Rishus, then it's not his bar. The Torah says when it comes to bar, even though it's not yours, it's as if it's yours. There are two things that are not yours and you're responsible for it. One is bar Rishus Harabim. If you created that bar, you're responsible for it whether it's yours or not. And the other is chametz on Pesach. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah doesn't make a difference what type of a bar. Echad HaChayfer bar, whether he digs a bar, which is round, shiach, or a rectangle shape, uma'ara. Sometimes the word ma'ara means a cave. Here it means like a square area in the ground. There could be walls over here, even, let's say, brick walls. And then mamish has a roof, but there's an opening in the roof. Or charitzin, a square area, but there is no roof. A ne'itzin, where it's wide on top and narrow at the bottom. Again, but there's no roof. Chayiv. You have to pay. Imken, if that's the case, lama nemar bar. Bar generally means only something that's round. And the answer is bar is just an example. We learn from bar on what type of opening in the ground you would be chayiv on. Ma bar, just like the bar, is talking about a case shiesh b'kadei lahamnes. It's deep enough that it could kill, which is asar tvachim, because tam bar is 10 tvachim deep. Avkoil, same is true for any of the other shapes or different types of openings. When is the person chayiv? Only when sheyesh b'kedei lahamnes asar tvachim. If it's deep enough that it could kill, meaning it's 10 tvachim deep. Haya pchusin me'asar tvachim, if it was less than 10 tvachim deep? Then nafal etoich ha'shar oichemar, and an axe or a donkey fell in v'meis and died. Potter, the balabar is potter to pay. But if the animal that fell into this less than 10 tefach bar was damaged, it got wounded, but not killed, v'im huzik by chayiv, then he is chayiv. Because a bar that has less than 10 could be mazik, it's just that it's not the norm that it would kill. So we learned in our Mishnah, it makes a difference whether it's a bar b'rishus hayachid with an opening to the rishus harabim, or a bar in the Rishus Harabim with an opening to the Rishus Hayachid. We're talking about a case where he was mafkir the Rishus Hayachid afterwards. But he wasn't mafkir the bar. For that matter, Rishus Hayachid, the bar is in one Rishus Hayachid, and the opening was in a different Rishus Hayachid, even though there's no tzad Rishus Harabim over here at all. In all these cases, chayiv, he's chayiv. Someone digs a bar in the Rishus Harabim, and a shara chamar fall in and die, he is chayiv. Even though it's not his Rishus, and it's not his bar, the Torah says, we consider it yours. Although bar generally would mean something that's round, any type of opening, rectangle, square, with a roof that has an opening in it, he's chayiv for. So why does the Torah just say bar? It's to teach us, just like stam bar is 10 tefachim deep, anything else that's 10 tefachim deep is something he would be chayiv on if the shar or chamar fall in and die. But if they fall in and damage takes place to the shar or chamar, then he would be chayiv even if it is less than 10 tefachim deep.